The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How are your NFL weekend picks going? From what I understand, it's really hard to figure out who's going to win right now.
Well, I mean, this past week, there was a ton of upsets. It was a little bit messy, to tell you the truth. And this weekend, we just don't know.
So that's why we let the kids pick them. If you have a child that knows something about the NFL or knows nothing about the NFL, that's cool. We want to give them their chance to make the weekend picks. You can go to annonraven.com, click on Kids Pick 'em, and submit your child. Madeline.
Yeah.
How are you, honey?
Good.
How old are you?
9.
Do you think you really know anything about football? Do you watch any of the games?
No.
That's fine. You want to know what? I am currently in second to last place in my football pool, and I don't know anything either. But last year I won, and you know how I won? I picked the colors I liked better of the teams that were playing. And you know what? It worked. I won $1,000. Not bad, right?
As up and down as last week was, honestly, it's not a terrible theory. So, Madeline, you've got just as good of a shot as anybody else that's calling the games this weekend.
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Jacksonville Jaguars at Pittsburgh Steelers. Who do you think is going to win?
The Steelers.
And why do you think the Steelers will win?
Because I think they're going to steal the ball.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Actually, yeah. You know what? I had discounted that. For a second, I thought that that pick was nuts. But then I should have remembered. They can just steal things.
Mm-hmm.
Right, including the ball.
Yep. Madeline, it's another big game happening this weekend. The hometown Jets versus the hometown Giants. Who do you think is going to win?
The Jets.
What? Why would you think the Jets are going to win?
Because the Giants have been iffy.
Oh. That's
accurate. You're right. I mean, they both have kind of been iffy, but the Jets have been less iffy the last couple weeks. I am also taking the Jets in this game.
Okay. Next game, Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers.
The Vikings. I like the color purple.
I also like the color purple.
It's really nice. They had a big victory last week versus the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of people did not expect them to even be competitive in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think this team is coming together right now. I agree. The Vikings over the Packers.
Yeah, but you didn't even comment on how pretty their uniforms are.
They're pretty. Yeah. I mean, if purple's your thing.
All right, Madeline, Cincinnati Bengals versus San Francisco 49ers. Who's winning?
The Bengals. I like to say the Tigers, the Bengals.
Mm. You know, here's the thing. Maddie, I'm a 49ers fan. I got to be honest, but Brock Purdy is in the concussion protocol. It's not looking good. The guy that's backing him up, Sam Darnold, I'm not a big fan. The Tiger uniforms may prevail this time. The Bengals haven't been half as good this year as they have been recently, but they might pull it off.
Madeline, did you understand anything that Raven just said? Because I did not.
A little.
Madeline, thank you so much for this week's picks. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm coming to see you guys.
Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait. Make sure you come and introduce yourself, okay?
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah. All right, Madeline, thanks so much for making our big picks this weekend, and we'll see if we're big winners on Monday.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.